It's been about an hour and a half, but, you know, this meeting, you know, everybody seems like they had something to say. I ought to, you know, say it for sure. You know, I don't guess there's any, there's no real big hurry that I know of.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm an addict.
Hi,
family. You know, for me today, this is difficult, you know. It was like I wanted to come here real bad. I had my first clean Thanksgiving last year, and I didn't have any family to spend it with. I spent it with just some people, you know. And I called them my family, but I didn't feel any bonds or ties to them. And I came here, and I found this bonds and this ties that I've been looking for years. It feels so good, you know, the love and the caring and the sharing, you know, the growth. I had to suffer a little pain before I got some growth, but oh, God, it's great, you know. And I found out today that my opinion matters, you know. This weekend has been real good for me because I always thought that I was full of shit and my opinion didn't matter at all. And I shared and a lot of people liked what I shared. And I'm real grateful for that, you know. I got to become a little bit active and help out here and there. And it's been real great. I'm real grateful to meet y'all people from England. I really am. You know, because one of my dreams is to see NA grow. You know, and help all those recovering addicts. I know we can't help everyone, but boy, it's great to see that it's in another country, you know. I have a chance to go to Canada for Christmas to stay with my sister for the first time in 6 years and visit with her. And I hope to be able to meet some Canadian junkies too, you know. It's so great. I love y'all. Thank you.
My name's Bo, and I'm an addict.
One of the things that brought me here, got me involved in service work anyway, you know, when I'd gotten enough to be reach a point of gratitude and get interested in, you know, giving back something, was you know, when I got involved, there was a lot of blockage. If you wanted to work on new literature, God, you had to travel a long ways. And there was, you know, not many to help because there wasn't much writing done. And if you wanted to do H&I, you know, people wouldn't put money in the basket and, you know, pay H&I, and there just wasn't any way to pass it out in the hospital institutions. And you talk about a hotline and get it together a little bit, but you can't get keep a 12-step list together and it doesn't work and this, that, and the other. And over the past 5 years, I've built up a lot of frustration behind this, you understand? And what I see happening here and beginning here, again in Memphis, like the Gray Forum, you know, the effort towards our basic text, it's like a half a dozen similar efforts in seed form, and then just going out in ways that'll clear away the blockage, you know, like that big goddamn river out there. It'll just flow around any obstacle. And let the spirit rise through the people and become meaningful on paper and reach into the hearts of people locked away in jails or stuck in the hospital once more. And let the message of the will of the hearts of our members rise through the service structure and, you know, not lose the point and not get lost in the shuffle, but be welded into a meaningful whole at the world level. So that NA people and NA groups and areas and regions can come together perhaps, you know, next spring and not have to have the obstruction and not be able to get a photocopier on the floor or go home with a written set of minutes in hand for the members that paid their flight out to L.A. And I feel like this has been the biggest single move in that direction that I've ever been a part of, and I'm that deeply grateful. And I used to cry. Well, I started this conference, you know, I walked in, I sat down, and I just started looking at you guys from Britain, you know, and the other people and saying, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And the tears started coming down my face and stuff, and I thought, it's no good time to call on me. And I had this hope, you know. And now, today, a few days later, the tears are gone, but I got this smile. You know, I got one smile on my face, now I got a bigger smile on my heart. So thank you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Regina. I'm an addict. I'm nervous as hell. I kind of feel like a peon, but I just wanted to come up here and share my gratitude. I've learned a lot just by sitting in this meeting. I just want to thank y'all for giving me love, strength, and hope, you know. And I hope maybe someday that I can share it and maybe, you know, be a part of this fellowship or feel a part of it. You know, I'm an addict and everything. I just love y'all. Thanks.
My name's Ron. I'm an addict. I'm very grateful to be here. And something comes to my mind when I come up here is that first feeling I had when I went to the regional service and got greeted at the door and got that hug. You know, and that hug was from a man. I didn't understand that then. I only had like 2 months clean, 2.5 months clean. And I saw a lot at that meeting. It's where I come to the understanding that I was an addict. And I saw the recovery that I wanted at that meeting. I remember Bo was there. There was a lot of people there. And it's real good to see people from all around and to know that it's growing. And sometimes back home it's real hard to get that across that it is growing. You get a meeting that's moved because of something, you know, kicked out of a place or whatever, and first thing we do is think negative, you know. Well, it's not going to work. We don't have enough people to run the meeting. Not enough people are active to get involved in it and do it. Somehow it survives, keeps working. You get a couple people from one meeting to take it, you know, chair it for a month. It does work. And works through support from other areas. I'm just glad to be here.
My name's Ed. I'm an addict. This is mind-blowing to me. It really is. It's been a really special weekend to me. I'm just real grateful that I'm a part of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and that I'm not carrying around two diseases. You know, in Chicago, we're a little bit fucked up, you know, but it's getting better, you know, and it's gonna, you know, besides all the hassles and everything that go on there, you know, it gets kind of frustrating and stuff. And you come to a place like this and you find out, hey, there's others out there that are getting the same shit. And there's others that care. They really care. Besides all the headaches and the frustration of this weekend and losing all sleep and burning out the circuits and everything, there's that one thing extra special that I got, and that was the hope, you know, that it's going to work out and it's going to get better. You know, Chicago's got a chance, and I know, you know, things can get better. I just also want to thank everybody for caring and for sharing in my 1 year. It was really special for me. And special to be here. Thank you. I love you.
I'm Bob. I'm an addict from Houston. Gary's right, you know, we do get a lot of literature, and this is my first conference, too. And I'm still, you know, a little mixed up. I think I need about another month to figure all this out, you know.
Longer than that.
Longer than that, okay. And we, you know, like, I can't read all the literature that we got or listen to all the tapes right now or couldn't do it in the last few days, but, you know, as Gary said, we'll probably go back. I plan on making my own copies and setting up workshops, things like this. You know, I've got an idea how it goes now. And, you know, I don't know how well we'll be received, but, you know, at least we can set the example, you know. And there's some serious-minded people there in Houston. We are from a city of 2 million people, and I think that the thing is going to mushroom there. And I'd like to thank the people of Memphis for putting this on, and, you know, our friends from England for coming over and talking. And I don't know, you know, they say we're powerless over people, you know, but I believe in planting seeds, you know, and now we have one big seed to bring back to Houston, and y'all will be hearing from us again, so I'm sure Gary and I will be back, so remember us. Thank you.
My name's Ira, and I'm an addict. It's been a hell of a week. Hell of a week, to say the least. I know I probably freaked a lot of people out, and they probably freaked me. Well, they have freaked me out. But what I wanted to, this, I'm very new to the program, and just interested to see what would happen was the main reason. But what's really fascinated me is that all my life I've never trusted anybody in years. And in a matter of 4 days, I've trusted people I've never known before. Trusted and loved. And it's fascinating. It's beautiful. I love all you. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. My name's Mike, and I'm an addict. The other day, I was sitting at home, and my head was real fucked up, and I didn't know what was wrong, except for that I felt like I was kind of going backwards instead of forward, and that scares me today. I needed to do something to turn it all around and get it going frontwards again, and I didn't know how to do that, because I talked to one person, they'd tell me one thing, and I talked to somebody else, and they'd tell me something else, and I didn't know which way to go. So I came down here, and for a couple of days, I just jumped in and did and did and did and did, and went and went and went and went, just kind of flitted here, there, and yonder, and drank a couple of gallons of coffee, and I felt better. Instead of, I was real tired, but I felt better. And today, I feel real, real good. And I know a lot of y'all went to a lot of expense and to a lot of driving, spent a lot of time on the road, and got here, and then you spend lots of hours sitting up drinking coffee and reading over all this stuff and writing stuff down and trying to make things go and doing something that some people felt like we shouldn't be doing for some strange reason. I guess they don't want literature or something, I don't know, but I want to thank y'all, all of you, from the bottom of my heart. I love y'all, and when I think of the we, you know, and the I can't, but we can, I think of all the people that I run into at conventions and conferences, and people doing things that people said we couldn't do, like somebody told me once that people said that you can't write a book by group conscience, you know, and that they were wrong. And, you know, because we did that, and some of those people that did that, we all helped do that directly or indirectly. You know, we all just by being there and being here and being supportive and loving and caring each other. I had a gratitude attack the other night, and I wrote a letter to God, and in that letter it said, "Thank you, God, for the family who cares enough about me to tell me they do." And that's y'all. That's my NA family, you know. And y'all are the only ones that care enough to tell me that you do. And I love y'all, and I look forward to seeing all of you again at some other time. They probably wouldn't give me a passport to come to England, but if they ever do, I'll come. Thank you.
My name's Robin. I'm an addict. I was just guilt-tripped into coming up here. I was told that, you know, walk up there, and I said, no, I can't. And a person said to me, go ahead, keep what you got, maybe you'll lose it. I don't want to lose it, you know? Took me too long to find it. Way too long. I went around either anonymous fellowships for a while, understanding that I had a disease, but not being willing to accept it or surrender to the program of Narcotics Anonymous. For about a year, I was still the most important person in any meeting. I'm grateful that this program, the fellowship and the love and the sharing, has shown me that I am not the most important person, that I have a purpose in my life today, as we all do, or we wouldn't be here. You know, we just wouldn't be here. I'm just real grateful that I found a couple people willing to come out with me. I wanted to come so bad. And I have a blood family that I'm grateful I didn't lose, you know, but the ties here are so much stronger. And I'm grateful that I was able to share this Thanksgiving with both of those families. It's given me a lot. I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Surrender, you know. I just love y'all, and the spirit here, I just know, you know, nothing we do is in vain, because we help, you know. It was real nice to hear somebody finally, you know, at a conference, is that what I'm saying? Surrender and become a whole person without an identity crisis, you know. We all had them so long. You know, I didn't know who I was. Today I know who I am. I'm an addict. And my name happens to be Robin. I love you all. Thanks.
Still all in, right? Hi, y'all. That was great, you know, to have all that. It was really kind of like a conference end story. Everybody getting up, saying their little thing about what they had to say. Pretty much spoken. out of what everybody was saying, I was thinking one more little thing that really isn't so little. And it took me back to, we did a lot of mailings from this town. A lot. And some of us, you know, would stuff envelopes and do stuff like that, you know. Yeah, if you know, they could catch us. And I remember this one envelope that had a little book in it. You know, it was a white envelope, and it had stuff written on the outside of it. And I saw this little phrase written, I don't know, hundreds of times. And, you know, I thought, well, who coined that little bogus thing, you know? Or that little bogus phrase or something like that. And I really didn't think too much about it. But it's come back to me, and it means something to me today. I don't know, I imagine it's been meaning something to a lot of y'all for some time now. And that phrase, it goes something like, being allowed to serve is our reward. So that's, seemed like I was able to feel that a little bit. In you know, whatever ways. It's really been quite an experience here this weekend and all the work that got accomplished. It wouldn't have gotten done if y'all didn't come down here. You know, being able to have a place, you know, that should be the least, you know, we could do. Somebody was saying something about staying up at my house. Hey, well, you know, that's, you got to be able to do something, you know. We can all do something. So, I don't know. It's getting on up in the afternoon. Is anybody else that had something they wanted to say that didn't get up here yet?
I'm Bill and I'm an addict. I just want to express my gratitude for being here, for Memphis putting this on for the second year in a row. And I'd also like to extend an invitation. Like Gary said, we're desperate for people that are fired up in NA, in Louisiana and Texas. And we're having our first annual convention for Narcotics Anonymous in Shreveport, Louisiana, February 19th and 20th. We have the illustrious speaker, Motorcycle Ed, who's going to give the keynote address. And we have another speaker from the Houston area. And hopefully New Orleans will get a workshop together or another speaker. That's their choice. Each area has been given the choice to do what they will with the time allotted. Anybody who wants a flyer, the flyers are at the printers right now. So anybody who wants a flyer, I have a list here of those people already who wanted to get a flyer. If you haven't gotten your name on that list, would you please do it, and you will receive a flyer in the next 2 weeks. We do need your support. We have certain commitments with the hotel, the Regency up in Shreveport, to supply a certain number of people. And the area is going to supply a good many. They supplied 200 people for a birthday party. So we hope to have 300 people. And it's $12 registration, including the banquet. Okay? We cut costs to the bone and made certain commitments, and if you can't make it, get a flyer anyway, and if you find that you can make it, there's some people that showed up here on the last minute, and even if you can't make the registration, show up. You know, it's going to be a good convention, it's going to be our first, and it's not going to be our last. So y'all help us.
If that's it, I guess we can try to find, make a circle and close.
Okay, so